The president's comments came the same day Saddam Hussein's former vice president was hanged for crimes against humanity. Taha Yassin Ramadan was executed for the torture and killing of 148 Shiites back in the early 1980s. Graham Smith reports from Baghdad.
Taha Yassin Ramadan was well known to Iraqis, a Ba'athist from Mosul who rose through the ranks as Minister of Industry and commander of the Popular Army, a backup force of people compelled to serve in the Iran-Iraq War. Saddam made him vice president in 1991. The two were close, having met in the 1950s. This is the fourth execution to come out of the Dujail trial, prosecuting those responsible for revenge attacks on the northern Shiite town. Dujail was the site of a 1982 assassination attempt on Saddam. The court initially condemned Ramadan to life in prison, but last month that was changed to a death sentence. Saddam himself was hanged December 30th of last year. In January, the head of his revolutionary court and his intelligence chief followed. That man, Saddam's half-brother Barzan Ibrahim, was accidentally decapitated in the process, and officials took great care in weighing Taha Ramadan today and measuring the rope to make sure this mistake wasn't repeated. The official account, as given to the Associated Press, says a prosecutor read the verdict against Ramadan and the sentence to be carried out. The 69-year-old former vice president recited prayers before stepping into the gallows. Ramadan's son tells Iraqi television that he will bury his father in the Iraqi city of Tikrit, near the tomb of Saddam Hussein. Graham Smith, NPR News, Baghdad.